there's no mountain too high, no river too wide. Sing out this song and I'll be there by your side.
Welcome back to Tivating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our Tony-winning national treasure, Aaron Tveit. My name's Elizabeth, and this week's episode will highlight some favorite duets that Aaron has performed from or in musicals. And throughout his years as an actor and a performer, Aaron has had the opportunity to perform alongside many talented scene partners, and his list of memorable duets just continues to grow. But for the sake of time and the sake of this podcast, let's just focus on 10. Up first, one of Aaron's OG opt-ups and the role in which he is now nominated for being one of the sexiest actors to take on the role, As Long As Your Mine, from his time as Fiero in Wicked. I mean, honestly, who doesn't swoon over hearing him sing this song? Even his alpha buzz always had the best facial expressions at the end of the song as they're about to kiss him. And I know that it won't be Aaron starring as Fiero in the Wicked movie, but it's going to be incredible to see and hear Jonathan Bailey's performance of this song. The next two favorites are from Aaron's live musical performance as Danny Zuko in Grease Live. The song Summer Nights, it was such an iconic duet from the original movie. And Aaron and Julianne, they kept the iconicness. Is that a word? I don't know. But they did. They kept it alive in their rendition. And the way that they shoot the final part of that song with the split screen, as both Danny and Sandy, they walk forward and they hit those final notes. I just love it. Love it all. And the little touch of Aaron, like, raising his arm up into the air the way that John Travolta did at the end of the song. It's just incredible.
It turned colder. That's where it ends.
So I told her we'd still be friends.
Then we made our true love vow.
Wonder she's doing now. Summer dreams ripped at the seams.
The
summer.
Now
The second song from Grease Live is, of course, Magic Changes. There's honestly no words necessary to justify why this duet with Jordan Fisher is on the list. And there's an interview clip that's floating around of Jordan describing what happened after Grease Live and the Magic Changes scene and duet aired. And he talked about how his phone was just blowing up with texts and calls and alerts to the point where it absolutely freaked him out. He was not prepared for people's reactions. And even now, when the clip of Magic Changes is shared or posted, people still lose their minds over it.
While the bass is sounding, while the drums are pounding, beating of my broken heart will rise to first place on the chart. So my heart arranges, oh, those magic changes.
Okay, so confession. I've never actually watched the boots that I have of Next to Normal from start to finish. I've watched various scenes, various songs, and I do love the song Superboy and the Invisible Girl. And Aaron and Jennifer, they have performed that song together at various concerts. And the ways that their voices, they just blend and the emotion as they sing, and the way that like Aaron always is positioned like body language wise and the way he looks at her, each time they have covered this song, it has just been unique. But really, I do need to actually set aside time to watch a full Next to Normal.
Superboy and the Invisible Girl, son of steel and daughter of air. He's a hero, a lover, a prince. She's not there.
Performance of Seven Wonders from Catch Me If You Can also makes the list. I just love the vulnerability of that scene between Aaron and Carrie. Moving right along, Aaron's portrayal of Roger in Rent at the Hollywood Bowl, that's a performance that is high on the list of performances that I would go back in time to see if there was a time machine to do so. and I have two favorite duets from that musical. First is Light My Candle. Say what you want about Vanessa Hudgens in that show, but their duet of this song is just incredible. Their interactions and the way that he is bashful and unsure of her flirtiness just adds so much.
You look familiar,
like your dead girlfriend.
Only when you smile, I'm sure I've seen you somewhere else.
Do you go to the Cat Scratch Club? That's where I work, I dance, help you look.
Yes, they used to tie you up.
It's a living.
I didn't recognize you without the head.
My other favorite duet from Rent is What You Own, but I'm going to cheat a little bit because my favorite duet performance of this song is when Aaron performed it with Leslie Odom Jr. at Elsie Fest.
Yeah, I see baby everywhere.
My voice is in my ear.
Just tighten your shoulders.
Just crush your jaw till you frown.
Just don't let go.
Dove Cameron and Aaron's duet of Something Real from Schmicago. That has made the list as well. And it's amazing how in press interviews for Schmigadoon, Aaron and Dove, they give off such a playful brother-sister energy. And then in Schmicago, in Topher's tent, they give viewers vulnerability and chemistry that is off the charts between Jenny and Topher. And Something Real is definitely my favorite song from season 2 of Schmigadoon.
I can't tell you what you're feeling. I can't tell just what you feel. But touch my hand and I am reeling. Feels like this is something real. Something real. Something real.
Now, I can't have a list of favorite duets and not include a duet from our favorite Demon Barber and Mrs. Lovett. Aaron and Sutton's A Little Priest was nothing short of spectacular. Their humor, the way they fed off of each other, their comedic timing. I mean, this duet, it had it all, and being able to have had the opportunity to see them together multiple times, their performances throughout this scene, it just evolved so much throughout their 12-week run together, and I miss it. I miss the Sweeney Todd era so much, and like thinking about it, it's so crazy that that was still 2024. Like, it feels both like it was yesterday and years ago.
It's Priest. I'm a little priest.
Is it really good?
So it's too good, at least. Then again, it don't come mincing out the flesh. So it's pretty fresh.
I've got fat.
Only when it's sad.
Haven't you got a poet or something like that?
Now you see, the trouble with poet is how do you know it's deceased?
Try the priest.
Haven't they? As haughty as bishop, perhaps, but not as bland as curate either.
And good for business always leaves you wanting more. Trouble is, we only get it on Sundays. Mine is rather nice.
If it's for a price.
Or there's something else, though, to follow, since now one should swallow it twice.
Anything that's lean.
Well, then, if you're British and loyal, you might enjoy Royal Marine. Anyway, it's clean. Though, of course, it tastes of wherever it's been.
There's that squire on the fire.
Mercy, now stand look closer. You'll notice it's grosser.
Thicker, more like thicker.
No, it has to be grosser. It's green.
The history of the world, my love.
Save a lot of graves, do a lot of relatives' favours.
Here's the below, serving those up above.
Everybody shaves, so there should be plenty of flavors.
How gratifying for once to know
that those above will serve those down below.
And finally, this last duet is from Moulin Rouge, and it's one that I was most looking forward to hearing Aaron and JoJo sing together. There's absolutely nothing like their Come What May. And in the audience, you can hear that they are both giving their all vocally within the song, and they blend just so well together. And there's parts within the scene which with each of them when they have their individual moments to shine, and then they shine together. And I've talked about this before, but the affection that JoJo Satine has for Christian throughout the scene, and the way that both of them look at each other at various moments, their chemistry is unmatched. And JoJo talked about their connection, actually, in episode 3 of her Sparkling Diamond Stories for BroadwayCom. And she told Aaron that she recognizes that there are moments throughout the show where she can feel him transferring his calmness to her and checking in with her. And His smile in that interview when he realized that she noticed those check-ins, it's just adorable. But anyway, here's their Come What May. I really just want to bottle up all of the moments and clips and bows and audios that I can of Aaron and JoJo throughout the rest of their run, because they both will be so missed when their time together comes to an end. But those are my top favorite duets from musicals. Do we have any in common? I can't wait to see like what's in store for future duets for Aaron and whoever he may be starring alongside in future shows. But thank you so much for listening today and continuing to support this podcast. For more fun Aaron content, follow along on Instagram at @tivating_patiently and on TikTok at @tivatingpatiently, and hope to have you back here for episode 99.